How has your week been? Let's take one or two testimonies. Okay, one. Quickly, one minute each. Just 1 minute, quickly. Can I have a mic? Okay. Any other person? Sharp, sharp.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow, I'm back again because I was ill during the ENSAS protest. I have a hand dislocation, but to the glory of God, I went through an operation. I came back successfully. I'm here healthy and healthy to the glory of the God. I can raise your hands very good now. I praise God for what He has did in my life and my family. I give all honor, all praise unto Him in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Welcome, God. Any other person? We thank you, Lord. When I was growing up and I just gave my life to Christ, you know, things have really changed. When I gave my life to Christ, when we ask for testimonies, it is about soul winning. It's about relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's about what God told us. It's about the help that we enjoy. Nowadays, if you have a good relationship with the Holy Spirit and God speaks to you and give you instruction and you saw the visions of God, nobody shares it again because it's no longer a testimony. Because I taught and laid the foundation of the Holy Spirit last week, that the testimonies I was looking for were testimonies about the Holy Spirit, my helper, relationship with Him, instructions we gave you to go and do last week. But we thank God for our dear brother that went to the operation and is back. And at the first service, we had four powerful testimonies, very great testimonies in our midst. We thank God for what He's doing. We glorify His name. In the name of Jesus, your breath, O Lord, upon us as we go into your word, breathe upon your word, breathe upon us. We wait on you. Prepare our hearts, Holy Spirit. Open our ears. Open our mind. Open our hearts as we listen to your word. As we wait on you this morning, we ask a release of your unction, a release of your anointing, a release of your power to break every yoke of tradition. Help us to learn new things, to hear your voice, listen to you, see you clearly, hear you accurately. Be empowered to do great and mighty things. To empower, be empowered to walk in you. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. John 14, let's take 15 and 18. 15 to 18, and we jump to John 16 and take verse 7. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you, and He will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. John 16, 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. The Holy Spirit is God's provision for help. for you as a believer. The Holy Spirit is a faithful helper throughout the life of Jesus. So when Jesus was going, he was telling them, I have been your helper. I have been with you. I have made help available. If I don't leave you and go, the Lord will not send another helper. But if I go, he will send another helper to you. That word, another, in Greek, it means another of the same kind. If I say I want to give you a car, and I give you Marwa, or I give you Benz, and I want to give you another car, that might not be the best example to give. But let me give you this way. There is another of another type. There is another of the same kind. I hope you understand that. If I give you something, I say, oh, let me give you another one. It might be another of the same kind or another of the same type. When Jesus was saying, I will send you another helper, he was using the word in Greek that means another of the same type, another of the same kind. I have been with you, helping you. I will send you another helper of the same kind as me, of the same nature as me, of the same stature as me, of the same power as me, of the same stature, the substance as me, of the same health like me. And if you look throughout the life of Jesus, Jesus enjoyed the help of the Holy Spirit. He enjoyed the help of the Holy Spirit. He promised us the help of the Holy Spirit, a help of the same kind and nature as us. And he told the disciples, do not do anything until you receive this help. I make bold to tell you that as Christians, we are failing left, right, and center because we are taking steps without the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, number one mistake we make as Christians. Number one mistake we make as Christians with the Holy Spirit is thinking that the Holy Spirit is for church and every other thing is for outside. In fact, the life we live from Monday to Wednesday to Saturday, we say that one is secular. Do you know the meaning of secular? Secular is without God. So if you say something is sacred, belonging to God, secular, without God. So Monday to Saturday, we have a secular mentality. But Jesus did not want or does not want to be the God on Sunday while you be your God on some Monday to Saturday. He wants to be the centerpiece of our life. Not for people in ministry, not for pastors, but for every child of God. So the help of the Holy Spirit is not for spiritual things alone. The help of the Holy Spirit is for every dimension, every area of your life. In fact, if you are not engaging the Holy Spirit in all areas of your life, you are doing yourself. Nigeria English, I hope you understand what I mean by that. You are doing yourself. You are not engaging the fullness of what God has for you. This morning, I just want to do three things. Number one, show us the help of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus. Number two, show us the relationship between the Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Number three, we move to some activations of those relationships in our life. Three things this morning. The help of the Holy Spirit that Jesus enjoys. Number two, the relationship. There are some words used for the relationship between the Holy Spirit and Jesus. We look at that. And number three, we activate the help of the Holy Spirit in every area of our lives also. Brethren, I want you to know that Jesus enjoyed the help of the Holy Spirit in every facet of his life. In fact, there was no day, there was no season, there was no time that Jesus did not enjoy the help of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was God. Jesus is God. But when he came to earth, he subjected his deeds, himself, to what? To the limitations of humanity. And gave us an example that if you are limited by humanity, you can engage the Holy Spirit for divinity. Should I repeat myself? He gave us an example that the limitations of humanity can be overcome by the divinity of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So if you want to enjoy the supernatural life and have the kind of result that Jesus has, you have to toe the line of Jesus that had relationship with the Holy Spirit and engage the help of the Holy Spirit. You have to engage the help of the Holy Spirit. Look, number one, the first help Jesus enjoyed. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Even the Holy Spirit was involved in the conception of Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. From birth, before Jesus was born, it was the Holy Spirit that was involved in his conception. In the conception of your ideas to start that business, who was involved? Who was involved? In the conception of your idea for the career you choose, who was involved? In the conception of your marriage, who was involved? In making a choice of who to marry, who was involved? I tell people when cancer, don't you know choosing a life partner is a test or is a setup? The most important things in your life, God did not allow you to choose. He only allowed you to choose one. Don't you think it's a setup? Did you choose your father, your mother, where you were born, when you will die, your assignment? Did you choose it? He only came and discovered it. He gave you one choice to choose. It's a setup. But today is Valentine. I want to say today we are not talking about relationship, but it's Valentine. Let's have Valentine with the Holy Spirit. So even in the conception of Jesus, it was the Holy Spirit that was involved. Before you conceive and take some decision, not some, all decisions in life, let the Holy Spirit be involved so that you will not do like this later. When the Holy Spirit is involved in the choice, there is peace all around you. So you are a businesswoman. Your new merchandise that is coming tomorrow, let the Holy Spirit be involved in it before you start selling it. If you understand that, say amen. Before you start that new job, let the Holy Spirit be involved in it. Be sure it is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was involved in the birth of Jesus. He must be involved in every area of your life. In the number two, in the growth of Jesus into maturity, the Holy Spirit was involved. Luke chapter 2, verse 40, and Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, not any kind of wisdom. He was filled with the Spirit of wisdom. And the favor of God was upon him. Jump to verse 52, if I'm right. 52, same thing. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. It was the Holy Spirit that gave Jesus the wisdom that brought him into maturity. Anything in your life that you want to bring into maturity, you need the Holy Spirit for wisdom. Anything you need for growth, any area of your life that you need growth, business growth, ideas growth, career growth, it can't be done apart from the power of the Holy Spirit. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of David, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. Talking about Jesus, look at it. And the Spirit of the Lord shall be rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom. It was that Spirit of wisdom that rested on him that made him to grow into manhood and maturity. The Holy Spirit was involved in the growth of Jesus. Jesus God in human flesh needed the Holy Spirit much more. Abiodun, nothing in human flesh. Why won't I need the Holy Spirit? Should I repeat myself? Jesus, God in human flesh. Jesus, the most powerful person in human flesh, omniscience, omnipotent, omnipresent, the truth of God, the power of God. He needed the Holy Spirit. How much more? Abiodun, nothing in human flesh. And I'm now. You need the Holy Spirit. Number three, at the baptism of Jesus, Luke chapter 3, 21 to 22, the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus at his baptism. Look at it. Every year of his life, when he was born, when he was growing up, when he was baptized to kickstart his earthly ministry. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form. The fullness of the Godhead dwelleth. Any old SUV. If you don't know that song, I don't have time. The Holy Spirit descended on him in a bodily form. No wonder the Bible says the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in him. Even at his baptism, he needed the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 4 from verse 1 to 2. Even during his temptation, he needed the Holy Spirit. Now we have people having trials, having tests, having adversity, having opposition, having problems, and they are awake at night thinking how they are going to skin their way, who they are going to call. I will talk to pastor. Let him help me talk to Brother Shegun, so that Brother Shegun will call his uncle that is the minister. His uncle will now talk to the president on my behalf. Okay, that's what I will do. That I don't talk to Brother Shegun before. Okay, let me make it a 1 month plan. Brother Shegun, good morning. How are the children this Sunday? I love your cheek. You come back. People are screaming for help that is available by the Holy Spirit. That problem, that adversity, that you have called people to help you and none has been able to help you, go back to your, lock yourself up, talk to the Holy Spirit. You will be shocked what will happen to you. Luke chapter 4 from verse 1. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. Question. Jesus was led, was full of the Holy Spirit. He was now led by the Holy Spirit to the wilderness. Holy Spirit, didn't you know there is temptation in the wilderness? Why will you take Jesus there? When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the fire, it shall not burn you. Listen to me. I know this very well. Very, very well. The devil knows his children cannot survive if they go through fire. He doesn't allow them to go through fire. They will deny him. God knows his children are equipped for fire. If they go through fire, they become better. He allows them. Are we here? Even through trials and temptation, the Holy Spirit is there. Kosagbara to dabiti Jesu. Olorun agbaye o, you are mighty. In the midst of the storm of the adversity, there is a power above every other power that is there to help you. His name is the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. There is no temptation that has come upon you that is not common to man. In every way, he makes a way of escape for us. So let's have this mentality. If it can happen to me, then there is a way of escape. Hello, are we here? Can you say, if it can happen to me, there is a way of escape? Say, if it can happen to me, then there is a crown after it. Can you hear you say, if it can happen to me, there is a way of escape? If it can happen to me, the Holy Spirit is with me. Say, if it can happen to me, there is a crown at the other side of it. Do you understand? We don't run away from tests and temptation. We go through them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was tempted. How much more you? But he overcame by the Holy Spirit. Are we still here? In the public ministry of Jesus, everything he did in public ministry was by the power of the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Verse 14 and 18. 14, 17 to 18. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. We can live this year and talk business. See, you want people to know about your business everywhere, there must be a power of the Holy Spirit on it. You might not understand. People in the world know. Yorubas will say, oh, ten dini. He has attached a power to it to make it work. The people of the world know that nothing moves except by power. If you want your business to be attractive, if you want, you have a school, you want people, pupils to come, it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. There is something unusual upon it that brings people. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through the surrounding country. Hello? When last did you pray around your shop? When last did you walk around your office and pray? That the reason why you were walking about, even though people were asking you, good morning, good morning. And you look as if you are going to somebody. Why have you done prayer walking office before? Where you are just going, Malibu Kuria, Magaria Gada, the machine talabakaria, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, thy kingdom come, that will be done in this place as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, in this place, your children shall rule. In the name of Jesus, no decision is taken contrary to the children of God in this ministry. In the name of Jesus, Malibeliga. You have not done that. What is the essence of you having the Holy Spirit? If you don't do that, let me tell you, people are doing that in the power of their gods. You need to do that to neutralize and put the fire of God and the fear of God in the people in that place of work. When you don't do that, you are hijacked. If you don't do that, the will of God is hijacked, and the will of man comes to pass. I've shared with you one of my friends that another resumed the office. He spent, did he do second term? I can't remember. Since the time he joined, when he comes out of his car, he doesn't talk to anybody. He will open a water. He will not take the lift. He is going to the 11th floor or whatever floor. He will not take the lift, but he will carry water. On the staircase, he will pour water until he enters his office. He did it until he left, if he has left. He understands some things that you don't understand. Whether he's doing it by Christianity or the other one, we don't know. Then you have to go and do that also. In your shikili seat. For some of you, if anybody sits on your seat and you dare sit on, you are in trouble. Because the Holy Spirit, you are as powerless as nothing. Because you are not engaging the Holy Spirit. There are many people here, when somebody tells you, you will see. The only thing they say that you will see also, and that is the end. And they end up seeing. And when it is there, they run to church. Pastor, I remember somebody told me yesterday, a week ago, I will see. And what did you do? I told him he will see also. And I prayed. What prayer did you pray? There are strategies in prayer. You don't wake up, carry go. They say there's armed robber in this area. You just carry go. You did not see armed robber. When the armed robber is there, you are supposed to carry the gun. Aim at the armed robber and shoot. Many Christians' prayer is carry go. Noise all around. And they come back and say, we are prayed. We are prayed. Who did you hit? Who did you target? Nobody. By the power of the Holy Spirit, from today, you will rule everywhere you are. In the name of Jesus. You are taking over anywhere you are. In the name of Jesus. He said, whatever the souls of your fish are taught, he said, I give you for a possession. Do you understand? But listen to me. In Joshua chapter 1 or whatever, he gave them the boundaries. Oh, he told them, from this place to that place, I give you. Most of us, what he has given Biodu, his boundary, you want to leave your boundary and enter that place and take. It is not everywhere the souls of your feet touch. Oh, where the souls of your feet touch, within the boundaries I gave you. There are many conventional Christians, expansionists in ideas, that want to take over what was not given to them. They read the Bible and jump some places. He gave them from the wilderness, from the river of thee, to the sea of this, from this place to that place. Do you understand? If it is within your boundary, by the Holy Spirit, you can take over them. Am I confusing you? If you understand what I'm saying, say amen. So in the public ministry of Jesus, in the calling of Jesus, he engaged the power of the Holy Spirit. Daniel was a technocrat. The Bible says, no man, can we see anybody with the spirit of God like this man, that the spirit of the God are in him? He was a technocrat, engaging the power of the Holy Spirit. We have left the move of Holy Spirit to the church. It's time to engage Holy Spirit in every area of our life. So in Jesus' public ministry, he engaged the power of Holy Spirit. Matthew 12:28, he performed the miracles by the power of the Holy Spirit. While performing miracles, he was accused of using Beelzebub, of going to Kitikupa, of visiting Ghana, of going to different places to acquire power. And he answered, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. So when we have the Holy Spirit of God in us, we can perform miracles. And wherever we get to, the kingdom of God comes upon that place. When we say the kingdom of God has come upon that place, that means everything subjects itself to the rules of the kingdom because we are there. We are not there folding our hands. We are there fighting battles. We are there taking territories. We are there making declarations. We are there bringing the will of God to pass. We are there living as examples. He performed miracles by the Holy Spirit. Let's take two more and go to relationship. The Holy Spirit helped Jesus in his atoning work on the cross of Calvary. Hebrews 9, verse 14. Hebrews 9, 14. How much more with the blood of Jesus? Who through what? Who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish at the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus almost gave up, but at the end of the day, he said, not my will, but we are all be done. And we can see who helped him here. It was the eternal Holy Spirit that helped him on the cross. When he was tired, when he was discouraged, and almost gave up on the assignment of dying for us, how much more with the blood of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our consciences from dead works to serve the living God. He died, gave himself up through the power of the eternal Spirit. You have an assignment that God has given you. You have a purpose of your in your hands. You have an instruction that God has asked you to do. You can only do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. All around the church are people that want to do things by their strength. And they are failing all around. There are many that are judging us by our strength. We are failing and they are failing. But there is an easy way to do it. You can do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can we just talk to the Holy Spirit? for everything that God has committed into my hands. In this church, in my family, in my place of work, every assignment that God has given me, every assignment in my career, every assignment in my, any assignment for everything I do, Holy Spirit, help me. Like you helped Jesus, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. So Jesus died by the enablement and the power of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? He resurrected by the power and the enablement of the Holy Spirit. If you look, that is what we call like end-to-end automation. From end to end, every part of it equipped by the power of it. From death, till resurrection, till running, Jesus, by the power of Holy Spirit. Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. We'll move to the second part. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life. King James calls it quicken. Give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. So, if Jesus was dead in the grave, 3 days, can come alive and die no more. Lazarus was in the grave. Is it 4 or 5 days? Can come alive, even die later. There's nothing that is dead in your body or in your life that cannot come to life by the power of the Holy Spirit who is already in you. Can I repeat myself? If Jesus, after 3 days, can come out of the grave never to die again. If Lazarus, after decay, can come out of the grave to die again. There is nothing in your body that is dead, that is not working, that the Holy Spirit cannot resurrect. And the Holy Spirit is already in you. He is already in you. Therefore, we come by the power of the Holy Spirit and we declare every deadness in our lives. We speak life to Him. Can we handle our bodies first? Can you talk to your body? Any dead area of my body, the one I know, the one I do not know, come to life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, come to life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, every deadness in any area of my life, come to life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, any deadness in my family, come to life. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, any deadness in my children, come to life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, any deadness in my business, in my finances, in my career, come to life. By the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So we discover that all throughout the life of Jesus, He enjoyed the help of Holy Spirit. And when Jesus was leaving, He said He would send another help out. So what He was saying, in essence, is, while I was on earth, it was the Holy Spirit that helped me. Now that I'm going, I will send you the Holy Spirit to help you also. When He said, I'm going to send you another comforter, another helper. When I was on earth, the Holy Spirit helped me. Now that I'm leaving you, I will not leave you as orphans. The Holy Spirit will come and help you. So listen to me. An orphan is somebody that does not have the Holy Spirit. Every other thing, whatever it is, God will help. I don't have mother, I don't have father. My mother and my father are existing, but they are as if I don't even have. You need the Holy Spirit. You are not an orphan. If you understand that, say amen. So any area of your life that there is a gap, the Holy Spirit, your helper, makes a way for you in those areas. Do you understand? Number 2 thing. Is if Jesus was dependent on the Holy Spirit for divine accomplishment, we should do likewise. Jesus, all powerful, all knowing, dependent on the Holy Spirit, we should do likewise. Before we share on the four relationships with Holy Spirit, let me share this with you. I shared in the first service of a colleague in the office talking to me about his uncle that is one of the powerful people in the country. And he said, but when I go to him, when I went to him, he said, you should not bother coming to talk to him. Anytime I come, I should talk to the PA. But Oga, I don't like the PA. You need to see the PA. The way he talks to me, if my uncle did not give him that position, will he be behaving that way? So I decided not to go to him, to him again. After all, me and my uncle will meet in the village. I will not go there again. That is where all the religion in the world miss it. No one comes through the Father except by Jesus. Saying, but we don't like Jesus. How can he only be the way? How can he be the only way? Else we will do our own ourselves. We will go through another way. The master has said you have to go through that PA. All other religion missing that way. That is the same way that many Christians meet this. Jesus, we need your help. He said, I have sent you the Holy Spirit. Jesus, do this for me. I have sent you the Holy Spirit. Jesus, empower me. I have sent you the Holy Spirit. Whether you like the Holy Spirit or not, everything you need from Jesus has been deposited in the Holy Spirit for you. So whether you are from Catholic, Anglican, Methodist, Equa, Baptist, traditional churches, where you laugh at the Holy Spirit in the past, you are the loser. Engage him quickly and make up for everything you have lost in the past. You know what? There are some things that God will give you in this church, and he will give you through me as your pastor. It is through my ministration to you that he will give them to you. It has nothing to do with my qualification or my age. It is that God has made it so. So if you now don't like me, you cannot get it. Because when you don't receive the messenger, you can't receive the message. I've given three examples where people miss the power of Holy Spirit. Because God determines how to make help available to us. Do you understand what I've said? He has decided that help can be made available to us by the power of Holy Spirit. So it's time to unlearn the traditions. You see, it is because the way people just fall, the way people just speak, the way they carry themselves, let them carry themselves. You have a proper relationship with the Holy Spirit. Is there anybody here that does not go to the bank where your money has been deposited because the color does not look good? Because you don't like the teller in the bank? Is there anybody here that says, I don't need my money in that bank again? I don't like their color. Since they did the rebranding, since that teller started working there, they are too pompous, so I don't need my money. Nobody says that. But when it comes to the things of a spirit, we behave in like manner. It's time to change. Four relationships that Jesus has with the Holy Spirit that we need to have. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. We take two there. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Two things here. Number one, relation that Jesus had with the Holy Spirit. He was led by the Holy Spirit. One of the help of the Holy Spirit you need is being led by the Holy Spirit. That's one. Number two, see there, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. Some translations use filled with the Holy Spirit. Second help you need from the Holy Spirit is to be filled with him. Number three, Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. If I cast out demons by the Spirit, the kingdom of God has come upon you. Number three, you must be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Number four, Luke 4:18, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. You need to be anointed with the Holy Spirit. This morning we are going to pray about the help of the Holy Spirit. And when we are praying about the help of the Holy Spirit, we are asking for four things. Lead us, fill us, empower us, anoint us. We'll come in the future and take this one after the other, explaining it better. But this morning, let's just raise our hands to Him and say, Holy Spirit, help me. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. Can you just pray while I sing? Just pray. Say, help me. You touch my life with Your hands. My life changed. He touched my life with His hands. And my life became a new one. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. Can we pray, Holy Spirit, help me, help me, help me. Touch my life with Your hands. My life changed. Touch my life with Your hands. My life changed. Touch my life with Your hands. Let my life become a bright new one. Jehovah, touch my life with Your hands. My life changed. Can we pray, Holy Spirit, help me. La maga reboko ni meke reboko riaga. Ete reboko riaga reboko ria makariada. Ete te meke reboko ni meke reboko ria. Eria da 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 aria kale re 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 re. Me te te meke re 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 re. Aria kale re 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 re. Masanda makari boko ria kara re re re. You help Jesus, help me. You help Jesus, help me. You help Jesus, help me. Holy Spirit, you help Jesus, help me. Holy Spirit, you help Jesus, help me. Holy Spirit, you help Jesus, help me. He touched my life with His hands, and my life became a new one. Jehovah touched my life with Your hands. My life changed. Lift your two hands up. Say, Father, say, Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, anoint me. Holy Spirit, help me. See, lead me. Fill me. Empower me. Anoint me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Lead me. Fill me. Empower me. Anoint me. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Help me. There is something that makes me come into Your presence. Talk to Him, talk to Him. Maleke lebo kolimaka. Ere de 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 bo koriaka. Lead me, fill me, empower me, anoint me. Ekele de mekeria aria dada. Ekele mekeri bokoria kalada. Ekele de bokoria. Eria kade de boe. My elbow. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen, we are all called to be believers. We are not all called to be workers to work in the church. We are not all called to work in ministry, in quotes. But we all have a ministry. Your ministry can be your work. Your ministry, in fact, is not can be. Your first ministry is your family. Your second ministry is the work that you do. And for every work you do, business, shop, whatever, police, paramilitary, everything you do, You need the power of the Holy Spirit. You need to be led. You need to be filled. You need to be empowered. You need to, number four, to be anointed. You need to know people you don't shake. Listen, no matter how anointed you are, there are some people God will ask you not to shake. Don't say, I am anointed. Let me. The person that told you not to shake knows why he told you. If he wants you to use your hand to demobilize, he will ask you to shake. The one that tells you not to shake tells another person to shake. You should know your own instructions. You must be led by the Spirit. You must be filled by the Spirit. You must be empowered by the Spirit. You must be anointed by the Spirit. A friend of mine in church, in his testimony, they were discussing about a guy that has metaphysical powers. I said, that guy that was, if you didn't know, he was the one who, that guy, and he now asked them, how about me? They now told him that he said, for you, you are a no-go area. The man said, you know, a man was boasting, this one, when I told him, when he did this to me, and I said this, this happened to me, that's why he got sick, that's why he was to check, that's why. How about me? He said, for you, you are a no-go area. That is the power of the Holy Spirit at work in the life of believers, wherever you are. Are we here? If you are empowered, you are a no-go area to darkness. Let's take the prayer last one more time. I have time fast, man. Lead me. Fill me. Empower me. Anoint me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Lead me. Fill me. Empower me. Anoint me. Help me. Lead me. Fill me. Empower me. Anoint me. We give you praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Can you stretch your hands to the front? Let there be a breathing. Let the breath of the Lord come upon you. In the name of Jesus. Any dry area of your life, let it receive life now. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says there is a hole for a tree that has been cut off at the scent of water. And water is one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, any dead area of your life, let it come alive now. In the name of Jesus. Anybody whose life is like a dry tree, let it begin to bloom. Let it begin to blossom. Let it begin to boom. Let it begin to flourish. In the name of Jesus. Let your tree become green again. Be fruitful in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.